We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Today is Black Friday, and the pandemic is not slowing us down. Aaron Katursky is joining us live on the phone. Aaron, people are still going out despite all the restrictions out there and concerns about coronavirus. It's not stopping anyone.
It is not stopping anyone, at least those who are determined to shop on this Black Friday. There are lines that we're seeing in a number of places around the region. At GameStop, it's for the new PlayStation 5. And GameStop put a limited number of them on sale in their stores, and so people have been lining up since, you know, all night. It's kind of reminiscent of Black Friday of yesterday, and the stores just open now at 7 a.m., and I'm not sure how much social distancing there was, but the lines were there, and it was sort of an anomaly this year because a lot of the retailers had taken steps to not put, these, like, special items on sale one day only, kind of get rid of that doorbuster so that people weren't waiting in line to bust down a door.
What are some of the things that they're doing, Aaron, instead? We're hearing instead of just having one day or 2 day sales, they're trying to do month-long sales.
Yeah, a lot of the Black Friday deals started either earlier this month or even last month, you know, and all the major retailers, Macy's and Target and Best Buy, they all put their Black Friday deals early so that people would not feel obligated to just come out today to look for, you know, whatever it is that they want. The idea was to keep foot traffic moderate. And as it is, you know, we were outside Macy's this morning, and they're counting people. So to get into the store, they're limiting capacity. That's causing some lines outside, of course, because it's not just you walk in, you shop as you please. You have to, in some cases, get a temperature check, not in every case, but Macy's, for example, is counting capacity, and when they reach capacity, they shut the door and people have to wait.
You also said that they were working to limit foot trafficking, and yet we heard the comment from somebody in the metro area on ABC through our news feed here that she went to the store physically because she couldn't get it online. So that begs a couple questions there. Are they so backed up online that these orders won't be in for Christmas, or are we at a point where somehow they didn't expect the demand and didn't have enough of these PS5s ready to go?
Well, you know, we were talking to a lot of retailers who said that they really had boosted their inventories so that it shouldn't have been a problem. Now, for some of these select items of PlayStation 5 or whatever, you know, maybe that's a little bit different. And GameStop specifically advertised that these would only be available in stores. But that really does seem to be the exception rather than the rule, because a number of retailers, specifically in their, in their earnings calls with reporters and analysts, said that they didn't want to do that. They wanted people to feel free to shop online, that they would have the inventory. But maybe in some cases, demand is proving to be overwhelming. And in fact, that's one thing analysts have talked about, why this year we're expected to spend as much as 5% more on holiday gifts because we have pent-up demand. I guess, we've all been cooped up in our homes, isolated for so long that, many analysts are expecting a burst of shopping no matter how we do it, whether in-store or online.
Interesting points, Aaron. Very much appreciate it. Aaron Katursky joining us live.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.